This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Maryland takes on Nebraska tonight. It's an 8:30 tip, 7:30 pregame coverage right here on 105.7 The Fan. And let's talk Maryland basketball now with Patrick Stevens, covers college basketball for the Washington Post and joins us now courtesy of the Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline. And Patrick, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it. So let's just start big picture. In your mind, just how good is this Maryland basketball team?
Well, they've certainly had some pretty good moments over the course of the season. And frankly, I think you almost have to look at what the floor is before you think about the ceiling, because it's a team that really hasn't played all that badly very often. I mean, I think you can argue that their worst game of the season was that six-point loss out at Washington. Mm-hmm. And after that, you start getting into a number of other close losses. I mean, that's the most lopsided loss they have. So certainly a team that has some good wins to this point. Can they rattle off an extended winning streak? I don't know, but certainly that starting five has proven quite imposing so far this season.
Well, Patrick, looking ahead to tonight against Nebraska, what are you expecting out of Julian Reese and Derek Queen after both had quiet games against Nebraska in the first matchup?
Well, some of that's a matter of Nebraska being kind of a funky offense mm-hmm. to have to deal with. So I would certainly expect between the fact that Reese didn't play particularly great against Rutgers the other day and the fact that he didn't play well against Nebraska, I kind of see a bounce-back game coming for him as he takes on the Huskers possibly for the last time. Now, remember, too, even though he didn't score a whole lot in that first game, he still had 10 rebounds. He still had four blocked shots, a couple steals. So he was a pretty active player in that game, even if he wasn't an offensive force like he has been in some other outings.
It feels like that sort of near miss at College Park was a little bit of a catalyst for Nebraska. I know they lost again after that, but they seem to have more balance offensively, maybe a little more confident shooting the ball. Like, they've kind of saved their season, haven't they?
I think in the last couple of weeks they've been one of the best teams in the Big Ten. I mean, you look at going out on the West Coast and beating both Oregon yeah. and Washington, having picked off Illinois. I think that's the game that really kind of flipped it for them, because after that Maryland game, you know, yeah, they played USC tough at home, yeah. And then they got run by Wisconsin. So, but I would agree that Nebraska is certainly playing a lot better right now than it was when it came to College Park about a month or so ago.
We're talking to Patrick Stevens. It's Inside Access here on The Fan. And I guess their best rebounder, Nebraska's best rebounder, the guy with all the consonants, he's not going to play tonight. How big a loss is that for them?
Well, you know, you're mentioning, you know, Reese and Queen and how they're going to do. Obviously, that would have a great deal to do with the, you know, whatever success they're going to have is, you know, who Nebraska has available. So certainly not helpful for the Huskers, but also that's a team that that obviously has a good history of playing in front of a very rowdy home crowd out there in Lincoln.
Patrick, what have you thought of Kevin Willard using Malachi Palmer more recently?
Interesting development. I think some of that is probably a reflection of improvement in practice for Palmer. I think some of it's probably trying to find somebody to give them any kind of a spark scoring-wise off the bench. It's something that Maryland really hasn't had a whole lot of throughout the season, basically since Rodney Rice entered the starting lineup in the first two weeks of the season. So I think it's a matter of kind of looking for some possibilities as much as anything else. But I think it's also perfectly clear that this Maryland team is going to go as far as that starting five can take them.
How do you size up the top of this conference? Sparty came down because they were going to, and their schedule was going to get tougher. UCLA, I know they couldn't pull off the win the other night against Illinois, but they look like a much more formidable bunch than they were 6 weeks ago. Now Michigan is on a heater. How do you kind of size up the top four or five teams in this conference?
Well, certainly when you look at Michigan with Golden and Wolf, the two big guys, two guys that have obviously made it very difficult to defend the Wolverines this year. They're first under Dusty May. And like you said, they are playing really well right now, having just beaten Purdue. They've won five in a row. And they've got Ohio State coming up on the road on Sunday. I think they're a team that's going to have to be reckoned with. Purdue, like you mentioned. Wisconsin, I think the fact that they are kind of pushing the pace by their standards, certainly shooting a ton of threes, I think they're a really dangerous figure. And now that UCLA has kind of gotten itself back into a rhythm, you know, this is the first time they've been back away from the West Coast since that tough stretch that they had in early January. So they certainly got well back on the West Coast. We'll see if they can get themselves rolling a little bit again. They play Indiana on the road on Friday.
How would you handicap the Terps' chances of getting a double bye in the Big Ten tournament?
Well, right now they're a game out, and you know they do have the head-to-head tiebreakers over Wisconsin and UCLA. They'll have a chance to get a tiebreaker against Michigan State later this month. And so there's certainly an opportunity there, but it's a team that's obviously going to have to win a few more road games along the way to be able to make that happen.
Your best guess as we look at it right now, how many teams from the Big Ten do you think make the tournament?
Well, I think if the tournament started right now, you'd be looking at about a 10-team contingent from the Big Ten. But that's partial, you know, it's certainly not exclusively based on what the league itself is doing. It's based on what's going on in so many other places throughout the country. And so there's certainly teams, you think about an Indiana that obviously helped itself a bunch by beating Michigan State the other day, USC that's kind of hanging around there. Those are teams that could improve their lot in life. And there's teams like Nebraska and Ohio State that could certainly make things worse for themselves here over the next couple weeks. So still a month or so left to go until Selection Sunday. A lot still to be determined on that front.
If we take the Big Ten and the SEC off the table, and we know that's a lot of bids right there, who are some of the teams from other conferences that you buy as, you know, contenders for the Final Four? Marquette's kind of been up and down. The Johnnies were due to have a loss, but geez, oh whiz, we know Rick Pitino and that defense in the tournament can carry. Who kind of is on your radar outside of these two mega conferences?
I think the top teams in the Big 12, Houston, Arizona, Iowa State, those are teams that would certainly all make a lot of sense there. I think Creighton is old, veteran, a lot of guys that have a lot of experience, and I think it would be silly to forget about Duke with Cooper Flagg having a real chance to be able to make a run too.
Patrick, before we let you go, we'll finish where we started. You talked about Maryland and having to win games on the road. Do you expect that to start tonight? Do you see them getting a win at Nebraska?
I think it's a total toss-up game. Interested to see how the Terps play out there.
Patrick Stevens covers college basketball for the Washington Post. Patrick, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Coming up next, we talk some baseball and Orioles baseball and all the young dudes. What do we expect from Grayson Rodriguez? We're going to tell you next here on The Fan.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.